cliffcentral.com. 360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
It is 360 Biz indeed. My name is Debo Humafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz right here on Cliff Central. I must say, I don't know whether we've gotten so used to having guests, and today, guys, what do I call you? Do I call you guests, or are you guys part of the show?
Panelists.
You are panelists. Yeah, no, it's very strange to be sitting with you guys, because I know half of the time when we're sitting together, it's either we're fighting or we're doing planning or we're doing, you know, strategic things. So now for us to actually be sitting here, all of us, on the mic without a guest, I know it's actually saying. That is strange. And look at Asanda. Asanda, why are you so serious?
How am I serious?
Serious.
I'm always like this, Angit.
You're always like?
I'm always like this. Oh. Is this serious?
Is it? Oh, okay. No, definitely. Maybe we need to say hi, you know? to the people so that they know you, because you guys are never usually on the mic, right? So, I mean, more than anything, I mean, S360 Biz, I mean, we believe that January is the time, obviously, for reflection, planning, and goal setting. I mean, this is the time that you find most people are planning New Year's resolutions, others are planning things for the year. And, I mean, you have to get to start the year definitely energized to take on the world. I mean, we felt that today we do a show that is different. Instead, we bring all the team, the 360 team, in studio, and we just have a discussion and reflect on some of the best shows that we had in 2016, 2015. And more than anything, plan as to what is it that we're going to do differently this year, and what is it that you as a listener for 360 Biz, you can look forward to. I mean, 360 is packed, I mean, with great advice on not only dreaming big dreams, but on how to achieve some of those dreams. And you might be obviously week in, week out, hearing and listening to the show, and you don't know the voices and the people behind the show. These are the people that we're bringing you today, right here in studio, to actually introduce them to you so that we hear their headspace. And it's always me and you, bro, on the mic, if it is.
Yeah, no, man. And I think that off air, what a lot of people don't realize is that it's a power pack team that, mm-hmm. that's got so much knowledge and information. I'm seeing Asanda shaking. She's trying to type something on her cell phone, but I see that finger. That finger's playing games. No, man. But it's very good to have Musa, because I haven't seen Musa in a while. Hey, Musa has been in exile. I think the last time I saw Musa was in October. Hey, yeah. Musa, let's have a miracle.
No,
Musa.
Man. I've been working on the show, yeah. Yeah. So it's like I disappeared and I've been around, yeah.
Yeah. No, it is true. Musa has been in exile. So having been in exile, obviously, we've not been hearing or seeing a lot of him lately. Then I don't know where Musa comes from. Musa, can you believe it? Now we've been coming to the show. We've opened at work. Musa got to work yesterday.
How, Musa?
It's only yesterday that he opened. So I don't know. Maybe it's only yesterday that they opened the borders in exile or something.
Yeah, no, those, you know, yeah. Everything is fine now.
No, is it?
It's fine now. I'm here now, Bulilan. I'm here now.
Oh, okay. Musa, yeah. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi, listeners? Tell us who you are. What is it that you do?
Yo, now normally these questions are asked from different people. Now I have to answer this. It's quite a challenge. Oh yes, Musa, I work for TM Group and also working on the show. I do research for the show, also mm-hmm. formulate questions for the show. Yeah, that's what I do. And, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that was Asanda running away.
Because it's straight, it's full.
No, she actually got bailed out because I'm busy, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but I mean, we're on the first quarter of the year. And I mean, this is the year, obviously, that everyone is coming from 2016, and definitely everyone is still traumatized from some of the experiences that took place in 2016. And in the midst of people going through stuff in and out, we've been here without fail.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, you know, and actually doing the show and doing our thing. You know, I mean, for you, I know the shows that we did together, the shows that you did on your own because I was outside the country, you know, and definitely, you know, there has been a lot of excitement and a lot of bad days as well at the same time. But, I mean, what would you say before we get to the shows, what was the one thing that stood out for you in 2016 that you'd want to leave it there and you don't want to carry it over to 2017?
Let me see. I'd say showing up late for shows, but I'm very early these days.
Yeah, no, showing up late, no, definitely.
It might
definitely stay in. I think
the biggest thing is maybe I think it's not what to let go of, but I think that one of the biggest things is that the show's got a lot of potential. It's just I feel like, you know, one needs to really put effort in unlocking the potential that mm-hmm. one can bring through.
Yeah.
And in terms of, I mean, the level of guests, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think, I used to think to myself, maybe another platform is required or a bigger platform. Mm-hmm. Then I thought to myself, no, man. I mean, as long as there's a platform, if that platform is credible enough and it's branded the right way and it looks and feels the right way, it's got the right reputation, it's going to be able to pull whoever from mm-hmm. wherever.
How do we monetize?
Yes.
The platform. Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, it actually makes sense. What you're saying. Asanda, do you want to say hi to our family? Because when Obalegin, when it was your 10. Oh, really?
It shows that I'm supposed to be behind the scenes.
Oh, okay. So you're going to update us what's happening?
Well, hi, listeners. My name is Asanda Booth. Well, you've heard Obulelani, everyone mentioning my name. It's the first time you hear my voice today.
Mm-hmm. Asanda Booth. Like uh-huh. Matthew Booth.
Yes.
Are you related to the Booth?
Yes, of course.
What? Hold on. You know that? No, we didn't know that.
Oh. Well, now you know. Yeah, now I'm joking, guys. I'm
no freaking way. I was like, yo, Sunday, there's funding for our show.
We're funding the show with soccer money. Yeah. No, tell us what it is that you do, I am Asanda.
Oh, well, I work for Tim Group. And
you do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
For Tim Group, I'm a 4D. I'm a content producer for 360Bs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also assistance director for 360 Capability.
Mm.
It's a broad media company.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
No, definitely. So what is the one thing? I was asking Bulelani as to what is the one thing that stood out for him in 2016? And that he doesn't want to cross over to 2017. So he's saying it's coming late for the shows.
Great one.
So what is the one thing that stood up for you? And that was great in 2016 that you wouldn't want to cross over?
Hmm? Something that was great and I wouldn't want it to cross
no,
over?
No, something that, yeah, something that happened. Palisa, don't go. So it's something that happened in 2016 and you wanted to remain there and not come over.
No, making sure Uguti, everything is organized on time. We get our guests, because what happened in 2016 is that we'll have guests and then they will just cancel on us last moments and all of that. So yeah. I think this year we have to make sure that doesn't happen.
No, definitely. And we've got Palisa. But so what are you? Are you a technical producer? Are you a technical engineer? You know, what are you? And by the way, congratulations. We heard you've got a show now.
Yes. Thank you. I hope you guys are downloading it, though.
No, definitely. Musa has downloaded. Have you downloaded? Asanda?
Don't lie.
Yes, I have. No, the first one. I'll still then download the other three.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. Paris, I mean, we're talking about some of the exciting things and the bad things that happened in 2016 and that you wouldn't want to for them to cross over to 2017. Okay, I know one of the good things is that now you've got a show of your own.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, obviously you work with different teams, you know, different shows.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you say was the one thing or the highlight moment for you with the 360 team?
With the 360 team, it was gaining the trust from you guys, because you know when you're a girl and then I'm trying to start the recording for you guys or line up songs, it's like this girl, what is she doing? Or because we are used to this person doing it for us,
yeah.
And then yeah, well, so with you guys it was just gaining the trust first, that you trust me, that okay, she knows how to do this, 1, 2, 3, and I gained it so quick.
Yeah.
So, because now you trust me, Asanda is always on my back with the callings, sending me stuff. So, yeah. It's been.
And I know that you, they say you're going to be officially doing a year, ne? Later, mid year.
Yeah, yeah, it's in like September.
In September,
yeah,
is it? And I'm sure it might have been quite a journey for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It has been a journey and a half.
Okay, I'm interested in the half part. Bulelani, do you know what's the half part?
The half part is Bulelani bothering me every day when he's here. Every Wednesday when he's here is him bothering me. So that's the half.
Okay, Bulelani, can you be a gentleman this year?
Because I love her. She's my sister.
So are you trying to charm her?
No, she's my sister and I love her. And you know, we've got such an amazing team. People don't realize.
We can't hear you.
Yeah, it's because he's trying to do this social media, Facebook and live video.
Oh, live thing.
And live thing, you know? And I don't know, Bulelani, the last time you did that, how many people watched it?
Like
760.
Sure. Oh, but today we're gonna boost it.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing the whole show. I've logged on to Cliff Central.
But do you mind using the mic?
Honestly.
So we are live. On Facebook, we're going to boost the show and we're doing the whole hour and I've got my power bank charged.
Hmm.
Oh.
So in the last time we got like 760 people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we could have gotten more, but obviously when we did it the last time we weren't as prepared. And I think that is one of the things that you suggested that would definitely work because people were, I got a few comments. I know that you've got you had 5-6 minutes that you recorded. I had a bit of mine and I had a bit of another platform. But I mean, on one of the platforms, it seemed like the truth is people want to know what it's like to be in here.
Yes,
so I mean, that I've gives realized. Them an experience. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it goes back to the broadcasting and publishing that you were talking about, because there's our tool to reach out to people.
Yeah. So then why have you been bothering the lady everywhere?
Now, I think, you know, Palisa is an amazing and fantastic technical producer. I mean, Palisa can produce anything. Even problems sometimes. Nah, man, I think it's been phenomenal. I mean, you know, we've worked with a vast array of different people. And Palisa's just gelled in. She's not rigid. We worked with Duncan. I didn't like Duncan because he likes competing with me. He thinks he's better than me. I'm kidding. But nah, man, Palisa's cool. And I love pranking Palisa. Nah, yeah. It's an awkward moment. Palisa, I love you.
Whatever.
Palisa, the man just said he loves you and you said whatever.
I don't care because he's going to...
It's 2017. You never know.
Look at what he's doing now.
I'm massaging your shoulder.
There's relationships.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, Palisa, quickly tell us about your show before we let you go.
Oh, our show is called Two Woke Girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's myself and Simpiwe.
Okay.
And we have 4 podcasts now.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was Taxi Conversations.
Sexy Conversations.
Taxi.
Oh, Taxi. Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
Taxi Conversations.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was Questions to Ask Future Bae. And then the third one was Questions to Ask Current Bae.
Hmm.
And then the fourth one, which we did yesterday, was just a recap of everything and school, because today is the first day of school for primary school people and stuff. So we just wanted to talk about schools and our experiences in school, memories and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So now quickly, give me 2 questions to ask Current Bae, 2 questions to ask Future Bae.
1 question, very important. Do you believe in Lobola?
Mm, okay.
That's a question you ask Future Bae and Current Bae.
Okay.
Ne? 2nd question, do you have kids?
Okay, is that for Future Bae or for Current Bae?
For Current Bae.
Oh, okay, for Future Bae?
For Future Bae, why do you men lie all the time?
Okay. Okay, the last one.
Yeah, so those are I get the first one is the Lobola. That's for Future and Current Bae.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one for Current Bae, for Current Bae, do you believe in Lobola?
Mm-hmm.
Then for Future Bae, why do men lie?
Okay, but now for Future, you gave me one. Why do men lie? What's another question?
Do you believe in Lobola?
So it comes twice.
It comes twice.
Twice.
Oh.
It comes twice.
I know. Is that what I'm going to listen to, guys? Like, really?
I want
to ask questions.
We have a lot. What book are you currently reading? What are your ambitions? Questions. what is one question that I shouldn't ask you? Aspirations. What gets you up in the morning? Those type of questions.
No, it's fine.
Like serious questions.
I think let me go listen to the podcast. Then from there, I'll come and give you feedback.
Please.
How about that?
Please.
Okay. Then
I'll also give it feedback.
No, it's fine. So as you leave, what's your social media handle?
My social media handle, Facebook, Palesa Maboye. Twitter, @TheReal_Scoops. Instagram, @Palesa, PALESIAH. And yeah. That's all.
Okay. No, definitely. Asanda, back to you. You're the producer of 360 Biz. So we're on 2017, you know. So what are your plans for this year, for this show? What is it that you plan that we do differently?
Well, for this few months, especially now in January, as you have mentioned earlier on, we are trying to do the reflection, planning, and goal setting so that to start the year energized and ready to take over the world. Because we believe that we don't want only to focus on guests who will be coming in giving advices, but we also want to have small entrepreneurs coming in as well, telling us what's their problems, and we see where we can solve their problems, where we can help them. So we want to put more action into what we are doing, because we are 360 Biz is all about building and making sure Ugoti, it's all about business. It's all about business. We're letting people know what we're doing, how to handle business, how to get into business, how to start business. Now, we want to make sure so that by the end of this year, we have people coming here in the studios, giving us testimonies of what has been had currently happened to 360 Biz.
Musa?
Yes, sir.
What are you bringing different to this year to the show? What are you doing different?
Well, for me this year, one of the things that I studied entrepreneurship, so this show, I find it very relevant to students. That's my side of what I see here. Because when we go to school, we only learn about the books, you know, how to do things, how to do a business plan, how to do this and that. But we don't actually get the knowledge of the industries as to which industry does what and how is it done, you know, all those kind of things. So for me, 360 Biz, it's one of those things that says, okay, fine, you've got the books, you've got... you've passed, you've done all the assignments. And then how do you then get the relationship between you and then the industries, you know? So it's just that kind of a vibe on my side. And I feel that if we can cover that area and then we'll have more of those happening and more views and viewers, you know? Yeah, that's
viewers.
Yeah.
Us.
I'm talking that.
Oh, you know? Okay.
On TV,
you know. I'm talking that.
Okay. No, Pella. We need to be clear about that.
Yeah, no. Those are. Yeah.
No, definitely. Bulelani, and yourself.
What's the question?
What are you bringing to the show this year that is going to be different?
I think in terms of in terms of the spark, I mean, we've got the spark there. I think one of the biggest things I'd really love to bring onto the show is, I think, more content, you know? I think more broader content with regards to entrepreneurship. I think, you know, since we're going to be going live or whatever, you know, just reaching out to more people and giving them an in-depth experience of what it's like to be an entrepreneur or to be in entrepreneurship. Because I think that oftentimes we look at the glory side of things, or rather we look at the profit side of things. Sometimes we actually even know that there are challenges, but we don't even know to what extent or to what degree. And being able to share those stories with the young up-and-coming entrepreneurs, but have a show that's also appealing to already established entrepreneurs that would also then come into the show and give their insights and give value and have them feel like I'm at a platform that my value will be matched with theirs, and be able to broaden the scope of all entrepreneurs out there. Yeah.
Okay. So now it's actually quite interesting. For me, the one thing though, I think this year that I want, or that I think it's different, the show needs. And I think obviously it's something that I want to try and deal with separately. I mean, with the entire team after this. It's more than anything collaboration and community building. So, because right now reality is on shows, okay, we've got social media, we've got this and that. But more than anything, we need community building and more collaboration to actually take place in regards to relationships, in regards to people, in regards to building more community. So it means having more platforms for us to speak to people, you know, and more be out there with the people. Because right now, I've realized as well is that people don't know much about 360 Biz.
Mm.
You know, and right now they wouldn't know much until we go out there and we actually speak to the people.
Mm.
So it's something that for me, I think I would definitely like to take advantage of, and explore more with the show, and see as to how much leeway we could actually maximize. Because at the end of the day, without collaboration, we nothing. So obviously, the more collaboration we have and the more platform we have with other people, I think the more opportunity that we get in terms of as well attracting sponsorship for the show or turning monetizing the show to actually bring in some form of revenue. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the numbers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and for me, it disturbs me that okay, I was looking at some of the emails and traction from even before, because the previous show was Candid Business before it became 360. So, and even with Candid Business, the business content is not well consumed in such a way that we've never really been on the top 10 of the most downloaded podcast.
Mm.
So to say, how can we convert that, or how can we change that, and to actually attract more numbers, attract more people, to actually get onto that list. So it means, how do we get people to consume more content? It reminds me of the status that Umosa once posted to say, I'll be saying, I got a job, and you'll be getting 114 likes. But once you say, I've started a business, then you get 3 likes and 1 comment. So to say, people's mindset, they need to be really reprogrammed. Because people you see are better off comfortable working for someone and not consuming business content, not caring about money. And that's why we make all these financial mistakes. That's why we go into get into debt and do all of these things. But we don't want content that is uplifting, content that is, changing to people. Because I've listened to some of our podcasts. I think we have some of the most amazing content out there. But the question is, we know that we have the most amazing content. How many other people know?
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
You know, because I think if ever people can really sit down and listen to some of our old content, I think we could start a university.
Ah, definitely.
Because we've brought in, we've brought in very serious heavyweights, sharing very serious content, you know. But at the end of the day, if ever this content is not open to people and it's not exposed to people, then it's a problem.
Mm. No, definitely. Definitely. I think one of the most important things when we look at the when we look at the era that we are living in right now, you know, social media is a catalyst, and a catalyst, I'd rather say, for success. And I think, you know, one of the biggest things that I also look at in terms of growth and improving, and also to our listeners, that I could also utilize in the growth of their business or their personal brands or whatever the case is, you know, the implementation of social media with regards to getting the show out there. Because, I mean, I'll make an example. Every day in the morning between 5:30 and 9:00, I mean, there's a certain breakfast show that's trending number one every single day from Monday to Friday.
Mm.
They are not on a national platform. They're actually closer to what we are on, because they reach out to people in your Joburgs and Cape Town through and other provinces apart from Mpumalanga and KZN. They reach out to them on a digital platform, which is similar to what we have. But they're trending number one. And what the perception is, if they're trending number one, that means that they are number one, but they're not on a national platform. And at the end of the day, when people see that, because that's the one of the platforms that people always go on to, and when people see that, they liken it to, you know, this, they liken it to, you know, I want to be there, I want to be part of that, I want to be part of whatever it is that's going on there, because it's always so hyped up and whatever the case is. So I think that, you know, the implementation of that, and even in one's business, because at the end of the day, what we are selling is the perception. there might be people out there that have got way better content. Some don't have, even have much better content. We see it every day. But because of the fact that they're in a much more privileged podium, they get all the attention. And that's what life has been comprised of. So I think it's just shifting the narrative and putting the work out there. So I think that this is advice that, you know, even one can utilize in their business, and one can use it to utilize in their personal lives and moving their studies forward or whatever the case is. Yeah. Utilize the resources that are currently at our disposal.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, it's something that is definitely overlooked. And we don't take advantage of resources. I think it's a question of coming up with a proper plan. You know, for the show, because in regards to using those resources, like you said. And I mean, I came across a very interesting video. I think that as far as collaboration is concerned, that I think it would be interesting for you guys to hear. Maybe let's listen to it, then let's have a discussion afterwards.
D News is brought to you by the Air Force Collaboratory. They say two heads are better than one. Does that mean thousands of heads are beyond compare? Hey guys and gals, Trace here for D News. Human history is filled with awesome ideas attributed to great individuals. Marie Curie discovered what radiation does to the human body. Einstein discovered relativity and so on. But reality is a little different, because it's a process involving lots of people. Marie Curie worked with her husband Pierre and physicist Henri Becquerel. The three of them share the Nobel Prize for Physics. Einstein worked with other mathematicians, taking walks and talking about their work together. The act of sharing socially and thinking together is totally underrated in history, but without social problem solving, our ancestors would never have been able to band together to hunt or protect themselves. When I think of a modern miracle of collaborative problem solving, I think of the Apollo 13 astronauts working with the people on the ground. Many dozens of minds working together to solve an extremely dangerous and complicated problem with life or death consequences. When the oxygen tank ruptured, destroying parts of the spacecraft, there were bits of debris flying alongside Apollo 13. That made it really hard for the men aboard to chart a course using the stars, because, you know, they couldn't use the navigation computer. NASA historians wrote, a genius in mission control found the solution, to use the sun and calculate from there. A back room of engineers used their collaborative efforts to allow the astronauts to put a square peg in a round hole so that they didn't suffer from carbon dioxide poisoning. Without all of these people working together, those men would never have made it home. Collaboration doesn't even require people to work together as individuals necessarily. For example, the Human Genome Project is a collaboration of the Department of Energy, the National Institutes of Health, and the National Center for Human Genome Research. And countless researchers, doctors, and specialists across dozens of fields, not to mention the actual humans that gave their DNA, all work together, and now we have almost sequenced the entire human genome, which is pretty crazy. On a more low-tech note, simply working together in a group teaches children how to break large tasks into smaller, more manageable ones. They share perspectives, they listen to others, they hold one another accountable, and are held accountable. In my experience with collaborative work, I found sometimes parts of ideas come from so many people, it's impossible to know who exactly originated the idea, which is kind of an amazing feeling, really. Now the U.S. Air Force is debuting a new collaborative platform called the Air Force Collaboratory. It allows people to work with real airmen to solve three unclassified projects for the first time ever. They've laid out some challenges on the website that anyone can participate in, and their solutions might change how the Air Force operates in some very cool areas of study. With the Air Force Collaboratory, you can contribute your own ideas to help develop new search and rescue technologies, code the next generation of quad rotors, or even launch the newest GPS satellite into space. And with even more help will come even cooler ideas. Can you think of other groups of people that have made a big impact? If you can, tell us about it, and hey, subscribe if you haven't.
Yeah, so, I mean, for me, I mean, Bulelani, listening to that, it really tells me that, I mean, you see, even history was made out of collaboration. So the next thing you come to the world, or you come to South Africa, you realize that I don't know whether is it a culture thing, because as well as black people, we don't really collabo. And as small business, we don't really collabo. That's why right now you find you know, when you read the news last year, I mean, the big the top five companies, the construction companies that collided to actually manipulate the system to get big project, big tenders and this and that, you know, and for them to actually be fined to start whatever funded, however billion, I think for me it's a slap in the face, you know, but for me that shows me and that tells me how much, you know, they had collaborated for them to have achieved that. So I don't know, maybe I think it, after this song that I'm going to play now, maybe I think let's have a discussion as to why is it so difficult for us to collaborate? Why is it so difficult for us to work together? Because right now, I mean, there's people out there that are doing other things in the entrepreneurial space, but if ever we can go and say we want to collaborate with them, they start looking at us strange. So I think it's a discussion that I want us to have and find effective ways of how we can collaborate and actually build a better muscle for 2016. Are we in agreement?
Yep, perfect.
No, let's do it. No, definitely. yeah. So if Bulena, what's wrong with you guys?
Crash course in going live. Technology. So he thought that he was going live, but he was feeding from my live feed. It is one of the
weirdest.
I wanted to show you as proof that we are actually live and you can see it.
No, but if ever, I mean, you've just joined and you've missed out on an interesting discussion, we're just having a reflection of 2016 and what we're leaving behind, and definitely some of the highlights that we had in 2016. Obviously, you know, since the starting of 2017, we're all chasing this year, I think with great anticipation, wanting to definitely make the best out of it. Before we actually went on a song break, I had actually introduced a very interesting discussion that I want us to discuss quickly before we actually end the show. It's a discussion around collaboration to say we are in the space of entrepreneurship. Right now in our country, we've got incubation centers, we've got all of these people that are in the same space that we are in. And those people, I mean, right now, what they're doing is that, you know, they're doing their own thing. Bulani is doing his own entrepreneurship, township thing. We're doing our own 360 thing, and everyone else is doing their own thing. But there is no collaboration, you know. We can't work together. The minute you go to Bulani and say, Bulani, let me work with you, you know, you see Bulani as a threat or as an intimidation. Where else? We're chasing the same people. We're trying to make a difference in the same people's lives. You know, for me, if ever obviously I was intimidated by Bulelani, I wouldn't have approached me to say, Bulelani, I mean, let's do this together, or, you know. So I felt that let's have this discussion of collaboration to say, why are we, even a small business, failing to collaborate? Because if ever we can collaborate, we could build bigger, better businesses to actually compete with big businesses. But I'm opening up to you, gents and lady, to actually let's have this discussion to say, why, in your own personal view, why do you think that we're failing to collaborate?
Well, I think most of the people, they don't even see the value of doing the collaboration, or others, they don't even know how to do that. As you have mentioned earlier, others, they feel that it's they want to be in their own space and become their own in their own businesses and grow themselves. They don't see a point of coming together with other people, because they feel that maybe sometimes collaborating with someone else, you may be uplifting that person, and when now on your own side, you're staying behind. So I think it's a matter of not understanding or how to do it, or even not seeing the value.
No, and very good insight, Bulani.
I think, I mean, one of the things that hinders collaborations is, you know, we haven't seen, like Cassandra said, with regards to the value. I don't think that a lot of people see value in working with other people, because they think to themselves that they feel like they can go at it their own, you know, because there's always that thing. You go, okay, cool. Or, you know, what if I do it with them and I make them big, you know?
Yeah.
But, and then we haven't yet won over that. There's still that mentality that is focused on individualism and doing things by yourself. But I mean, there's a great chunk of the pie that can be devoured, or created and devoured, by a mass group of individuals that have got similar interests at the end of the day. So I think that's just one of the things that contributes to non-collaboration. And I think more than that, you know, it's just general hate. and ignorance. I mean, you know, ignorance of the fact that if we go at it together, we're going to win together, you know. And yeah.
Musa?
Yeah, I mean, collaboration is one of the important things, especially when it comes to business, because you might have things that I don't have as a business. And if I collaborate with Bulelani, I know I can unlock other markets, you know. And if we as entrepreneurs then don't understand the importance of collaboration, then we've got a problem. And what makes us not to understand is the fact that maybe we're competing. I want to be better than Bulelani, and of which Bulelani can make me better, or can actually contribute to making my business better, and I can actually contribute into making his business better. Yeah, I think it's very important. And wanting to make it, you want to make it alone. I want to be the man of the moment. I want everyone to look at me, and then therefore I'm not going to go to Bulelani, so that when I make it, Bulelani won't say, but I was there when he did it. You know, you want to own everything that you.
But at the same time, I mean, they say there's no man who's an island. And there's a saying, as a sort of eremas matzo achatzwan. So it means, I mean, your hand cannot wash itself; it needs another hand to actually wash itself. So I mean, it's a discussion that I think I want to open up to people out there as well, watching us live as well, to say, what is it that is disturbing or is failing us in terms of collaborating as small business and as black people, as young people, you know, to actually do things together. You know, I mean, you even see it in church. I mean, churches hate each other. Yeah, like, dude, we pray to serve the same God. You know, why can't we come together and actually do things together? It's like everyone wants to do their own thing. And for me, I think it doesn't completely work. So it's something that definitely, for me, I think it's sad to say, I mean, we want to be doing. And reality is, we don't know that two or three heads, you know, are better than one. So it's definitely something that I think if we'd learn to come together and actually be in a position to complement each other, we'll be able to do great things together. But I guess this is the life that we choose, and of which I think it's not nice. Maybe that's why, obvious, I want us to be different. So let's collaborate more, and let's have the most effective way of growing us and growing other people out there. Because for me, I believe it's not about us, but it's about all the lives that we touch. And it's all about the good content that we share and the guests that we share this year, that I think we want to take it to another level. Bulelani seems deep. You just got into the zone,
I think, you know, while you were speaking, something came up. And what came up is, I think that one of the things that kills collaboration is that, you know, I think that people, as people, we've got that fear. You know, if we go into this thing together, what if you are seen as the leader? And, you know, it's a matter of, no one wants to be in the background. Everyone wants to be in front. Everyone wants to be number one. Everyone wants to be seen, you know. And I think that sometimes you need to understand that if you're going to work as a team, then you're really going to put everything on the product or whatever the business is that you're going to develop, and put egos aside. And I think that's one of the biggest things that's a problem, because now, who is the guy that's always going to be in the media and known? Who is the guy that they're always going to know at the company as being, this is that guy, you know? And those are one of the things that, you know, then you find that, you know, we are... It really gets exposed what we're really after when those kind of things happen, that we're really never into the business, we're into the fame. Because if we're really into the business, it wouldn't matter, you know. Then you build that thing, you sell it out, you push it out there to everyone, and then you build another platform if you want to be known, you know.
Definitely. It's something that I think, let's hope that this year we'll be able to overcome and conquer. You know, more especially, and I think I want to bring in this year bigger guests than we had last year.
Definitely.
Let's bring in bigger names, you know, bigger brands. And I mean, more than anything, I think it's for 360 to really be out there with Township Entrepreneurship Alliance, to actually be, if ever it means we need to do a 360, banner, And that when Bulalani has events, we have the, if when we have events, we've got the, to actually support each other.
Yeah.
And I think as well, more outside broadcast shows as
definitely.
Well. To business
definitely,
events,
yeah.
You know, it's that, definitely that, I think something that would get us out there so that people see more activity and see great things, you know, happening. So I think we can really see forth, you know, things coming forward. So it's very exciting, I think, for me, the thought of it. But now it's the doing it part that we really need to discuss and see how we could better do it and to better achieve great results.
No, man, I think I like that, especially, you know, when you're out there, because it exposes what we're trying to drive across.
Mm-hmm.
And it's live interaction, mm-hmm. you know. And I think that obviously, you know, when we are at business expos or events, then that is directly where the market, the targeted market is at
That's
the end
true.
Of the day. So it's similarly to having an activation, but at the very same time, you're giving content, also giving us a platform and an opportunity
mm.
to meet up with industry leaders and get them to understand what the brand is all about and engage them
yeah.
with regards to this platform, so that maybe we could later then have them in studio, or if not, even interview them on the day, on the spot.
Yeah
you that know? Could work.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, it's very busy. Sometimes you can't get people for 6, 8, 9 months. But you find that, I mean, if they're there at that moment, then you'd rather just dance at that very moment, yeah. What you think?
Yo, man, sure. Of course, man, of course.
You said, still there, but I said, hey, Musa is just...
Yeah, but almost a Marathi,
yeah, man.
Yeah. No, but anyway, guys, we actually ran out of time. I wanna play... you know, a motivational video to everyone that is listening out there for 2017 and what to look forward to. But before I do that, let today's 30-second word of inspiration come from Asanda and Musa. You know, to somebody, if I were to inspire somebody that is listening out there, what would you say to them?
What I'd say, I'll go first.
Okay.
Ladies later. Okay, here's the thing. I'd say, if you want to get into business, get informed. One of the things I've learned from the show is that you need to inform yourself so that you can make decisions that actually would make sense for your business.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get into business and you're not informed, then you might gonna have problems.
Yeah.
So get informed. Yeah. Whether you read or you listen to radio, actually listen to us. Yeah.
Okay. Well, make sure that your potential is unlocked mm-hmm. in this 2017, and your idea, you bring it to reality. That's the only way you can make it. And trust God.
No, definitely. My brother?
I just think, you know, I think for me it still goes back to make up in your mind that you want to be a success. And when you've made up in your mind that you want to be a success, mm-hmm. go out there and get it, because it's not going to come on a silver platter. But if you go get it, then it will definitely come to you on a silver platter, because you'll be holding it with both your hands. And make up in your mind that you're going to be successful and great. Like Asanda said, unlock 2017, unlock your potential, unlock your greatness, unlock your wealth, unlock being number one and get things done.
Just unlock. Anyway... This is what we had for you today. I mean, in my closing, this is a video, motivational video that I want to share with you this year as you approaching 2017. Obviously, this is the week that everyone just opened up at work for the first time. And people, others, today it's even first day at school. So people are just confused what to look forward to. But more than anything, get inspired. You live once. Do your best to make the best out of what God has given you and the time that you have in your life.
Anymore. Why? Because they've made them from years and years and years, and they know they're not going to follow through. So after a while, who wants to disappoint yourself? Who wants to be upset with yourself? Why even bother to set a new standard for this year? You know it's going to be the same as last year.
Many of us don't act because we want other people's approval. We want everybody to like us and to accept us, and that's not possible. Many of us don't do the things that we want to do and don't act because of lack of self-confidence. We don't believe enough in ourselves.
There's no denying that inside of you, the only thing that's going to make you happy in the year ahead and the decades ahead is going to be having you have an experience where on a regular basis, you feel like your life is making progress. So it's got to be a vision that's compelling, something that you know it's going to be a gift to make sure that it happens.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. And so I started working to develop myself. He said, I want you to practice every day being a disc jockey. I said, but I don't have any job now. He said, it doesn't matter. He said that it's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
No excuse that if you decided that you're going to do this, if it becomes hard, then do it hard. If it's difficult, so what?
Beginning of the year, we have this tradition, but it goes beyond tradition. It's something inside of us that makes us want to make things better. And I think part of it is the calendar gives us this idea that we could have a fresh start, that we could start from fresh and have this great victory. And it's really, the calendar itself is quite arbitrary. It's wonderful to use it, but if you didn't use it effectively, let's use the calendar to serve you today. Let's just see, what does it really take to make this thing happen? Because there's no denying that inside of you, the only thing that's going to make you happy in the year ahead and the decades ahead is going to be having you have an experience where on a regular basis, you feel like your life is making progress.
Just think, what would your life be like if you decided to keep your commitments?
It is important in the area of motivating yourself, it's important to know why you're doing it. Because that mind will say, why bother? Why go through all this? This is too hard. No, throw in the towel. It's not worth it.
If you make the changes in yourself, you're going to be proud this year. And no amount of money or accolades from other people can mirror the feeling of being proud of knowing you've taken back control of your life or you've taken a great life to another level. Because once you do that, you have something you can give other people, whether it be your kids or your friends or your family. And ultimately, that's what life's about.
CliffCentral.com.